Okay, we'll start at 7:02 p.m. So we'll go ahead and start off with the guest speaker tonight. So let's go. Please take it.
Thank you. As mentioned, my name is Heather Cook. I'm an assistant city attorney with the city of Houston, and I see some new folks who came in the door. Let me run some handouts over here real quick as I introduce myself. I've been with the city coming up on 6 years in August that I've been doing deed research and enforcement for the city, among a number of things. I'm in what's called the Neighborhood Services section of the legal department. We handle deed restriction enforcement for all of the council districts within the city of Houston, not in the extraterritorial jurisdiction. We don't have jurisdiction there. We also handle nuisance abatement under Chapter 125, the Civil Practice and Remedies Code, and Chapter 10170 of the Texas Alcoholic and Beverage Code. Those are common nuisances where high levels of criminal activity are happening on private property. We bring those lawsuits and work with property owners to slow down criminal activity, or under the TABC, where we've got violations of the TABC. We also handle dangerous building abatement. I prosecute dangerous building hearings every month. We handle TABC license protests and any number of other things. I've testified before the legislature. I got to go to the last legislative session and testify twice before legislative committees. We handle bill analysis during the legislative session. And again, we work very closely with council members to resolve any number of issues that come up within the city of Houston, because we're primarily focused on quality of life issues within our section. Today I'm going to be talking specifically about deed restriction enforcement, because I want everyone here to know what resources are available to you for free through the city. You have a fantastic neighborhood. I know this neighborhood well, and I've been handling deed restriction enforcement in your neighborhood since I started with the city in 2012. So you've got a very active community, and that's fantastic, because that's where it starts. That's where you can find problems before they become really big problems. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail. So.